Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Lion's Gold Blend. Our richest tasting tea will give you plenty to talk about. Lion's Gold Blend. A richer taste for richer talk.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
51551 is our text number. Irene Graham is there. Alan Green are there. A number of people have contacted us. Irene, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Explain the situation to us, to our listeners.
Yes, last night at about 6 p.m, I received an email from the Irish Times, which runs the server, Ireland.com.
Yeah.
Say that as and from the 7th of November, I would no longer have an email account, that they were discontinuing their service, that they had done a deal with Tourism Ireland, and people, the account holders on, the current account holders on Ireland.com would no longer have access incoming or outgoing on their emails. My business has been set up using an email from Ireland.com for 7 years. I run an international writing business. I'm in print directories, newsletters, websites all over the world, and now, and it is absolutely impossible.
So when will your Ireland.com email disappear?
On the 7th of November, 3 weeks' notice they gave us.
So it'll be gone. So anyone who emails you to creativeireland@ireland.com, where will that email go?
As per their fact sheet that they emailed with the their email last night, if somebody emails my email address after the 7th of November, it will be bounced back to them just saying undelivered.
Not known at this address.
Not known at this address, just undelivered, the standard email. What I am complaining about is it is not a problem, and I know enough, and I've checked it out this morning from a technical point of view. They could, after the 7th of December, because they're giving us that service up to the 7th of December, say, please email creativewriting at a different address from now on. And they could leave that permanently on the server for a duration.
Beyond December 7th?
Beyond the 7th of December.
Okay, the Irish Times have... Now, we tried to get a spokesperson from the Irish Times and indeed from Tourism Ireland, but despite Trojan efforts all morning, none of them from either organisation. But the Irish Times, from their point of view, they've done a commercial deal. They've sold the name Ireland.com for €500,000 to the Tourism Ireland, which is funded by the taxpayers. So why wouldn't they? The Irish Times, like every newspaper, unfortunately, is in severe financial difficulties. They bought myhome.ie for €50 million at the height of the boom, and they're still paying for it, apparently. So why wouldn't they, with open arms, take the €500,000 for the Ireland.com name? And then it's not, now the Tourism Ireland are saying, they come back to us and say it's the Irish Times have decided to, to say Ireland.com email addresses are the responsibility of the Irish Times. So Tourism Ireland are saying they're buying the name, but the Irish Times have decided to get rid of the email addresses. But it's a commercial decision by a commercial organisation.
It may be, and, you know, commerce is commerce, but there is absolutely no difficulty for them within their deal with Tourism Ireland to leave an address of my new email address when somebody emails me. So instead of it saying it's undelivered, all they have to say is email Irene Graham at such and such a new address.
Alan Green, and is there Alan, your point, please. Are you there, Alan?
Hello, Joe.
Your point, please, Alan, yeah.
Yeah, Joe, I empathise with that lady there, but I tend to use my email in more of a personal capacity. I paid for my email address some.
Okay, just explain to people. It was 1997, I think, when it began. Anyone could get an email address, Ireland.com. You just registered. It was a brand.
That's quite
of
so, Joe. In 2005, I paid.
I know. Then you had to pay for it to keep it.
Yeah, at €30 a year, which
That's
they gratefully
right.
accepted. And then they made it into a free service, I think, around 2007 or 2008.
And now it's gone completely.
It will be
gone in a fortnight.
And they made their name on Ireland.com, with people like me using it.
Yeah, we bought into the brand, effectively,
okay.
Joe, back at that time. And, you know, we didn't buy into any other brand. And I guess in the early days, you got to use, you know, your name in full, in the sense that you didn't have to, you know, have...
The
know,
number or whatever.
Alan 476 at whatever, yeah. You know, so, you know, you pay 30 quid a year for 10 years when otherwise you could have had a Yahoo address for, you know, for nothing.
Free, okay.
You know, but...
So did you phone the Irish Times?
I did phone the Irish Times.
What did they say?
Well, they told me that it was my problem and that I should read the terms and conditions of the contract. I also phoned Comreg, and they told me that they have no regulation over emails and that I should get in touch with a lawyer in my own right.
That's very helpful, isn't it?
And I phoned the Irish Times, and I was told that they were adamant that they were going to close down the server on the 7th of November and that they had always advised people never to use it for business. I have never in my life received any such information from the Irish Times or Ireland.com.
Steve Griffin is in Wicklow. Steve, your point, 51551.
I concur, Joe. Thanks for taking my call there. I concur with those two people there, and that last comment that I think is interesting as well, where they say never to use it for business. The myhome.ie send me emails virtually every week, you know, which is them using my email for business as well. And the real point I want to make is that with going online, my Vodafone bill comes into my email address. My updating my NCT when the car needs to be NCT'd or taxed, it all comes to Ireland.com. A lot of my family live abroad in England and America. I've got to let them know that I'm not using that email address anymore. I'm a bit annoyed, and they just seem to have sprung it on me. And why can't Tourism Ireland use a different site, say tourismireland.org or .net or something like that? Why did they have to buy it off the Irish Times?
Because it will deliver, I'm quoting, it will deliver greater standout for the destination around the world.
With .com usually, .ie or ..
The move is part...
I don't go with that. That's a business commercial decision Irish Times has made. And they're more or less telling these people, I've been with them since 1998, you know, go find yourself another email address. It's not very, very business-like as far as I'm concerned.
Well, even if they take that email address, I mean, they could still leave us with our email addresses without any hassle, really, in fairness.
Yeah.
The very least they could do is forward all our mails onto a given address, so that if anyone emails me at myireland.com address, it would automatically forward to, you know, a Gmail account or something like that.
Even have to get into the technology of forwarding. All they have to say, instead of saying it's undelivered, is to put our new email address on it.
Well, in fairness, I know that a lot of emails that I get, you can't reply to them. So, you know, if Amazon.co.uk email me or, you know, Vodafone, there isn't anyone on the other end to look at the return email.
No, you're misunderstanding me. If somebody after the 7th of November emails my email address, they will get a notice from Ireland.com to say this is undeliverable. All Ireland.com and the Irish Times have to do is, instead of saying it's undeliverable, saying this email address is no longer valid, please email this person at my new email address.
Yeah,
there's no forwarding, there's nothing. It's the same email they're sending back to the person that forwarded it.
They say, the Irish Times say, similar to free service offered by Ireland.com, there are a number of other free email providers that will allow. So in other words, can you go somewhere else?
Yeah, I would like to know, Joe, how many actual people use Ireland.com? Because they always used to charge for it, and I wouldn't mind still paying the nominal.
Apparently 15,000, apparently.
And they would get that money over time, you know what I mean? I think is the Irish Times that much in need of that money that, you know, that they have to tell all these people like myself and people that are on the radio today that, look, find yourself another email address. And as I say...
Well, you need an interesting point. There's 15,000 people, according to the Irish Times, using. If they charge them a tenner, that's 150,000. If they charge them 30, as they went back before, they would garner 450 a year. And they've sold it for just under $500,000.
Yeah. And
on top of that, I have point of sale, I have postcards, and I have three different types of business cards that are in placement that I was sponsored by the Irish government to go to Chicago this year to promote my business. They are now all over the States, and I have at least over €1,000 worth of point of sale that is now rendered useless.
I think that's the other thing. Lots of email, lots of stationery business cards would have the Ireland.com address. That's the other thing.
Yeah, and things like Amazon, you know, they'll tell you where you're, if you're buying things online, you know, you have to get in touch with every last one of those people and change your email address. And that's going to take me hours, to be honest with you. There's so many different inconvenient things there.
But Steve, do you think you'll get much sympathy?
Very little, I would say. And what is Irish Times going to do with the 500,000 or whatever it is? Are they going to plow it back into their industry to improve it, or that's the question I find myself asking.
Okay.
And the point I made earlier, I think, is a valid one. That myhome.ie, I'll make sure I delete that. I don't want their emails coming to my email address, whatever address I use from now on.
Okay. Back after this.